This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch for a Wednesday morning. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, the home of the Super Bowl that I can see right outside my window about a quarter mile away. And also, we broadcast across the Caribbean and around the world, too, by the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Let's not forget all the people working right now on the Third Watch. Thank you so much for what you're doing to keep America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Parler when it comes back. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website has got some interesting things over there for you to take a look at. The CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go over there, take a quick peek and see what's there. Who knows, you might see something you like. All right, joining us from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
On the telephone line, we have got the one, the only, the infamous, the world famous, Mike in Clearwater. And Mike, they are gathered.
You're too kind, Captain.
Gathered outside the window. We have all the partygoers that are just coming in from the Super Bowl parties. All right, what's on your mind?
Thank you. Okay, a couple of things, Denise, real quickly.
You only get one.
Oh, come on, Captain. We already went through this once. I bring up good points. But anyway, Denise, the hypocrisy of the Biden administration, you know, the guy came out, Anthony Blinken, we condemn Russia for what they did to Navalny. Well, what kind of hypocrisy is it when you condemn the Russians for doing what they did, but yet you tell your press secretary, screen these questions and don't answer the ones that you don't want to answer? And then the second thing, Biden said, well, the previous administration had draconian, you know, shameful policies when it came to these children that were separated.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about this, Denise? If I'm driving down the road and they pull me over and I have my young son or daughter in the back seat, and oh, they find crack cocaine in the car, what happens? The child is going to get taken away from me. Now, they'll call a family member and say, okay, well, you need to come pick little Johnny or little Sue up because, you know, Mike here is going to go to jail. But Trump didn't do anything wrong. I don't like to see children separated. But guess what, folks? When you break the law and you have a small child with
you... Cut to the chase because we're running out of time.
They're going
to
take it, yeah. So I just want Denise's, what she has to say about those two things.
All right, thanks, Mike. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
The executive order on separation, first of all, the Biden administration is going to find out that they're going to soon have egg on their face because they're making it sound as though the Trump administration never tried to reunite these families, which is just false.
Yep.
The children, by the way, about maybe all of them, had DNA tests. And they don't match at all with the people that they were with.
That's right.
When they were apprehended. A lot of them have said, you know, here's the child. I'm going back. They paid mules to bring them to the United States to, you know, live with some other family member or some other designee. So they're going to soon find out that, and I doubt very seriously they'll admit that it really wasn't family separation by the Trump administration. It was family separation by the illegals to begin with.
Correct. Because they were selling their kids, some of them.
Well, yeah, or, you know, the illegals, the adults can get in here very easily if they have some strange kid with them. Because, you know, the Border Patrol feels sorry for them and, you know, let them in.
Yep.
And then they find out it's not their child at all.
Yep. Now, speaking of childs, our children, we had a horrible situation in Sunrise, Florida yesterday, where because of a child pornographic child exploitation investigation where they had a warrant, FBI agents to go, a male and a female FBI agent were ambushed as they came to the door by a suspect who wounded three more agents, and he winds up taking his life, so they say. But what a horrible, horrible incident to have happen.
It is. It is just really horrible. Especially one of the dead FBI agents was a woman.
Yep.
Who had been famous and highly respected for her work in tracking down crimes against children.
That's correct.
Sex crimes against children.
Mm-hmm.
Now, interestingly enough, she broke a very large case. I think it was last year or maybe a year before. Her name was Laura Schwarzenberger.
Yep.
Called Operation Playpen.
Mm-hmm.
And they found a very large operation on the dark web that I think it had 300,000 subscribers to it. And she broke that one up. So she was kind of like the go-to person.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that this particular thing happened, that they found this particular person who still is nameless. I looked pretty hard last night to get his name.
Right.
Is they went backwards and were able to get his IP address and match that to his physical address.
All right. Hold that thought. First, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. But to the law enforcement community, we grieve along with you. Brother of the Badge, two of them went down, three of them are wounded. We certainly hope for their families and the law enforcement community, because blue lives matter on this program. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
I got Obama fall.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends over to the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, remember, the USCCA now has over 400,000 members, and there's a reason for that. Because for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense in case you need it, if you have to defend yourself with any kind of weapon. Because believe me, when that happens, they're going to look at you first before they look at anybody else. So, to have total peace of mind when it comes to that, and I am a lifetime member of the USCCA, go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the little link that's right there for the USCCA and find out more about them. And you will find out more about them. Okay. Back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Hello again.
Hello.
Now, we mentioned this off the air, but what is a reality czar going to do for Joe Biden to tackle the disinformation that's out there on the internet? How's that going to help?
Well, the examples that they're using is all things QAnon, and how that was all disinformation. Mm-hmm. And then from there, it is, you know, the Alex Joneses of the world and so forth and so on. So, you know, who are they? Look, you look at things on media, whether it's cable news, local news, social media, or you read articles, and the whole thing is that it's a free exchange of ideas, and you form your own conclusions. Form your own conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of them can be theories. Mm-hmm. Some of them can be conspiracy theories. but people own their own thoughts. Mm-hmm. So I understand that there should be a disinformation campaign of some sort, but that doesn't mean that you target in on, you know, groups of people and then shame them. All you do is, and I do it a lot too, you know, I look at articles and a particular event, and I know what's missing, or I know that there has to be some things missing, so I have to go find the rest of the story.
Right.
And I try and put things in context. So, yeah, anyway, they think that, you know, having a reality czar,
yeah,
which was suggested, I think, by somebody over at the New York Times, so I don't know if it's going to happen or not.
Yeah, and the other thing is that a conspiracy theory is merely an opinion by somebody. It doesn't necessarily have to be based on fact. It's an opinion. They're putting out a conspiracy thought or idea, and you can either, you know, say, hey, this makes sense, or hey, this doesn't make sense, but that's how it is.
I find myself, you know, I look at a condition, and I find myself working my way into a summary using what I have, and then I think, okay, well, I don't really like the way this ended up. And then sometimes I work my way out of it and go another direction to, you know, so, you know, it's really critical thinking. And people just read headlines and they just go with that and they think they know the whole story, and they just don't.
Yep. Yeah, and I get headlines, and then I have the audio to go along with it, and that's the only way I do know the story. All right, let's talk about Josh Hawley, because he's becoming kind of like the Lone Ranger. I guess we could call him the Lone Senator. He's the only senator so far, Republican senator, to vote nay on all of the Biden cabinet picks.
Well, for yesterday, the Senate to put in Pete Buttigieg, the Secretary of Transportation, is outrageous. For them to put in Mayorkas at the Department of Homeland Security is ridiculous. Neither of them have any kind of a resume that would be germane to the job. And so I have to give a hat tip to Hawley on this one.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard about Nancy Pelosi now that she's stepping up security for representatives that are traveling to and from Washington, D.C., going back to their home districts in wake of the attack on the U.S. Capitol? What on earth is she doing this time?
Well, what they're simply doing is they're impeaching all anybody that would fit into the Trump cult. Conservatives and Republicans, even if you weren't in a Trump, air quote, cult, they're impeaching everybody. Every Republican, every conservative, every libertarian, as John Brennan even included about a week ago,
yeah,
is a target. I mean, they're separating not just you know, what goes on in Washington, D.C., but ladies and gentlemen, they're coming after us, and effectively so. We just talked about the realities are.
Yes. Yep. Well, we'll have to see what happens. By the way, you have any thoughts on Jeff Bezos, who says he's stepping down as the CEO of Amazon, and he's going to transition to the executive chair as a member of the board?
Well, he says he's got some other things he wants to pursue, but if I think I'm right, and I could, I may not be, but I think the person that is slated to replace him is the one that actually decided to terminate Parler off the
that's right.
Amazon web system.
You are absolutely right, and let me see, I got the guy's name right here. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Andy Jassy. Andy Jassy.
Yeah.
Yep, he's the one that terminated Parler.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, we've got a caller here. Let me go with the caller real quick. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Yes, good morning.
What's your question for Denise?
I like Denise's opinion on spineless jellyfish, Ted Cruz.
Wait a minute, on who?
Ted Cruz.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. In his regard to throwing the president, trying to throw the President Trump under the bus in regard to the criticism that he took, Ted Cruz took on the impeachment of President Trump. Anyway, I'd like to just hear what she's got.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, what do you think, Denise?
Well, I must have missed a memo, Mel, because I didn't see where he had some kind of an issue with the Trump impeachment. So I'm not sure that I can answer that. I don't know what he's necessarily referring to.
I don't either. I don't even see anything about it. I just really very quick went to the headlines on the front page, and there's not one word about it, so I don't know what he's talking about.
I will say this. I do have the 14-page rebuttal to the impeachment that was done by Trump's two new lawyers, Bruce Castor and David Schoen.
Mm-hmm.
I read it carefully, and I don't like it. It's adequate, but I think that there was much more that could have been there. So I actually shared it with a friend of mine who is a very has a long, long resume of being a U.S. attorney. And I sent it to him, and he came back, and he did agree with me. He said, this is kind of interesting, he said that it was kind of sent mediocre and journeyman's work.
Yep.
He said that Trump will get acquitted, but he said it could have been a teachable moment.
Yep.
On how this rebuttal was crafted. And then he came back with the second response in an email, and he said there's even typos in it.
By the way, go ahead.
I went over to David Shum's website yesterday,
mm-hmm.
And it's static. He's gotten so many attacks since he took on the case. Mm-hmm. The website is sitting there, but you can't do anything with it. They've essentially taken mm-hmm. it offline.
Okay, now before we run out of time, I want to throw this in there. I've heard one of the witnesses that the Trump defense team might bring in is the former Capitol Police chief, who's going to say who it was that told him he couldn't have the backup of the federal forces that he wanted. And if he does that, it could implicate the mayor of D.C. Have you heard that?
I've heard a little bit. One, because they're bringing in Mr. Hornman. Mr. Hornman has offered to be a witness for the prosecution, if you will.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be any.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Denise. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Stay warm on the mountaintop. All righty. Cool temperatures down here in Florida. 46 degrees right now where I'm at the airport in Tampa. 46 degrees. Colder to the north. Oh, get the woolies back on. I'll be right back with more in our military and veterans news segment.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration announced Tuesday that it will begin shipping COVID vaccines directly to pharmacies beginning next week. More than 1 million doses will be on their way to about 6,500 locations, with more pharmacies receiving doses as manufacturing increases. CVS, Rite Aid, Costco, Walmart, Publix, and Walgreens are some of the pharmacies that have signed on to receive and administer the vaccine. Walgreens is currently supporting vaccination efforts in 15 states, and their Senior Vice President of Pharmacy and Healthcare, Rick Gates, tells CNBC they're ready to safely administer the vaccine in their stores.
So there won't be crowds. It's going to be scheduled. We'll make sure we have appropriate time and spacing for those getting the vaccine. And then once they know that they're scheduled, we'll make sure that our healthcare professionals are there to give them the vaccine and monitor them appropriately. So, no, it's not going to be out in parking lots. You'll see it in our stores, but we'll make sure that we have safe and appropriate places to do the vaccinations.
This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Remember, the National Aviation Academy, take the tour, find out what they're all about, give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out all about what they do and take the tour of one of their campuses. In the meantime, here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy can be found online by, of course, going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. In the meantime, you can give them a call at 800-659-2080 to take the tour at one of their two campuses. Now, they have one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. They have another one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard, the Tampa Bay area. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. Call them at 800-659-2080. Schedule a tour at either campus that's closest to you and find out what they're all about. You won't be sorry. Okay. The U.S. aircraft
carrier Nimitz is on its way back home after a very long sea tour watching a ram. Now, the Pentagon had extended the deployment of the Nimitz in the Middle East after Iranian threats against President Trump. You remember those, and U.S. troops in the region. They are now on their way back home. Now, the Boogaloo Boys, by the way, are in the news for all the wrong reasons. It's reported that, sure, they have guns. Many of them have criminal records. Many of them have military training. Some of them are, in fact, veterans. And now they want to overthrow the government. Now, there was a piece that was put out in Frontline Magazine and also ProPublica about them. We will be talking about that with Colonel Jim. As 20 members with ties to the armed forces were arrested at the Capitol. So that's where that's coming from. And we'll find out from Colonel Jim what he thinks about that. Now, in the next hour, I might have. Now, a Democratic representative is urging the federal government and Department of Defense in particular to screen the social media accounts of all U.S. service members and other individuals with sensitive roles to ties with white supremacists and far-right groups. Here we go again. By the way, General Mark Milley will keep his job as chairman of the Joint Chiefs. They obviously serve at the pleasure of the president. And when he became commander-in-chief, President Joe Biden wasted no time replacing the military service secretaries and acting head of the Defense Department. But he will keep General Milley, who, by the way, yesterday at one of the events where something was going on, was very palsy-walsy with Kamala Harris, doing a lot of chatting back and forth and a lot of smiling and laughing. Now, in uncertain economic times, some of the services are upping their recruiting goals. A down economy is notoriously fertile ground for military recruiting, because if you can't find a job in the civilian sector, the military will come and tell you what they have to offer and the different bonuses are out there. And you'll wind up going in the military, not necessarily to have a rifle and go out to the front lines. That's not what you do. They have more people involved in support, remember, than they do front line. And you can find yourself a job in civilian life when you get out of the military. So there's a lot of people doing that. And then again, some people get in there, they like it so much, they're going to stick around and stay there and make a career out of it. That's all fine, too. Now, the Taliban attacks in Afghanistan have continued to rise. This is not good for the peace talks. And we know President Joe Biden and the Defense Secretary, Lloyd Austin, are taking a look at keeping more troops, not what they currently got, but keeping more troops in Afghanistan that are there already. They may beef that back up again. We'll see. By the way, four B-52s from Barksville Air Force Base, Louisiana, that had deployed to Anderson Air Force Base in Guam in late January as part of the Bomber Task Force deployment to Pacific Air Bases, where they were training with allied and partner forces, have now returned to that base after going back to Louisiana because of the new threat that's being posed by China there. In addition, did you hear what happened in the Black Sea a couple days ago? A U.S. Navy warship operating in the Black Sea was buzzed by a Russian fighter jet at mast level, flew right by it, the jet wash right by it, right down the side of our ship. Now, obviously, we were watching it to see what might or might not happen and could have blown it out of the sky had it done anything offensive to us. Now, Taiwan has repeated again for the second time in the last couple of weeks that Chinese warplanes and U.S. aircraft have entered its air defense zone. Seven People's Liberation Army war jets and a U.S. Navy reconnaissance aircraft entered Taiwan's air defense identification zone over the weekend, according to the island's defense ministry. And by the way, when we pulled out almost all of the U.S. troops in Somalia, very quietly, over the weekend, and it was announced Monday, guess who's back in Somalia? The U.S. military with their boots on the ground. So some of what was going on is being undone, and we're starting to see what I thought was going to happen to begin with. When I told you that the troops would be back in Somalia, the troops were going nowhere in Afghanistan, the troops were going nowhere in Iraq, And they are, and by the way, they're going to stay in Germany, they're going to stay in Japan, they're going to stay in Korea. None of that's going to happen. None of the troops are going to be cut back. They're going to stay where they're at. It's just the way it is. Also, some 4,700 troops from nine allied and partner nations were scheduled to arrive at the U.S. Army largest training area in Europe for an exercise seeking to test the readiness of U.S. troops to fight off potential Russian aggression in the Combined Resolve exercise in Bavaria. We'll know more about that when they decide to release a statement. And as many congressional committees are holding their first organizational meetings this week, Senate Armed Forces officials will continue their already started work on the new session with a pair of significant events for the military community. Don't forget, Kathleen Hicks, who's President Joe Biden's pick for Deputy Defense Secretary, is expected to cruise through her Senate confirmation hearing, paving her way into the Pentagon in the coming weeks. That hasn't happened yet, but it should shortly. And the big question that was asked of many was, when, if at all, would the U.S. finally get the hell out of Afghanistan? Well, if you think it's going to be any time in the next 90 days, you're wrong. If you think it's going to be any time in the next 2 or 3 years, you're wrong. There's too much going on there. There absolutely is. We're not going anywhere. By the way, they called themselves the Black Rattlers, and the French dubbed them Men of Bronze. But the Army now recognizes a very historic Harlem unit by what the enemy called them in World War I, the Hellfighters. It was a black unit, World War I in Europe, that made quite a name for themselves. Quite a name for themselves. By the way, it looks like two of the U.S. Air Force's KC-46 aerial refueling tankers' major technical problems may have been solved. Certainly hope so. I believe there's some of those right over here at MacDill, too, by the way. Also, it's too soon to tell whether or not the Air Force is going to delay their mandatory physical fitness testing past April because of the COVID-19, the close quarters of that. Too early to tell what's going to happen there. We'll wait, we'll see before we tell you anything. Now, also, you heard the crack made by Jen Psaki yesterday about the Space Force. Well, the Pentagon's director for hypersonics R&D and a range of defense experts are pushing back against a skeptical study of hypersonic weapons by arms control advocates at the Union of Concerned Scientists, because one of the things that the Space Force is going to be doing is operating the hypersonic weapons, which, oh, by the way, sooner than you think, may be in outer space on platforms to be fired back at Earth. How do you like that? That's coming. All right, we're coming back. Chris Markowski to Watchdog on Wall Street when we come back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends down there at Mixon's Fruit Farm and Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Now, tomorrow, Thursday is our monthly Have Lunch with the Captain lunch down there in Bradenton at the Mixon's Fruit Farm Groveside Cafe inside the store, I might add. Now, the address is 2525 East 27th Street. It's just about a block or so off US 301, south of the Tropicana processing plant there. So hope to see you there. We'll have a whole bunch of us there because a lot of people like to stop by and have lunch with the captain when we come down there to Bradenton. And we will be there about 11:30 till about 1:30. So stop on by. Enjoy one of the great Captain's Club sandwiches. I am telling you, oh my God, get the big one. You won't be sorry. You'll have to take some with you to eat later, but that's okay. All right. In the meantime, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, who missed out on a Captain's Club because you were doing what?
Well, I'm chasing kids around on a lacrosse field.
And see, you missed out, but you could have had this. You could have had food delivered to you. I would have delivered it.
No, I would have loved that. You had promised that at the event I was at down there at IMG in Bradenton, they wouldn't. But they only allowed one spectator per child, and they wouldn't allow anything on the campus there. Which is kind of funny. I always make fun of that. IMG has got a ton of state money down there,
yeah.
Taxpayer money, and, you know, they lock that place down like Fort Knox sometimes.
Speaking of money, Jeff Bezos, who put $10,000 of his own money to start Amazon many years ago, and 3 years later he went public, made a market capitalization of $438 million. Today the company's worth an estimated $1.7 trillion, is stepping down as the president of Amazon, going to become a member of the board, the executive board instead. And by the way, it seems that Amazon, as a result of that, it was announced and their shares dropped a little bit.
Yeah, well, their numbers were great yesterday. They kind of sorted this out. I don't think it matters what the shares are doing over the short term. I don't really, you know, discuss that. The guy that's taking over, this Jassy fellow, is in charge of Amazon Web Services, is what's their real big money maker for Amazon. It's not Amazon Prime. It's Amazon Web Services. Their cloud services is just been killing it. It's the biggest one that's out there. You know, bigger than Google, bigger than anybody else. And, you know, that guy's the guy that's taken over. So, you know, he's done a good job with that. So I expect that he'll continue to lead the company forward.
Do you know what Mr. Jassy was famous for?
As far as I knew, it was Amazon Web Services.
He's the guy that pulled Parler off Amazon.
Well, you know, I don't know if he was the only one that was...
he was the one that made the decision. I'm looking at the press release.
Yeah. Yep. But he is he has been the guy that said basically built the biggest part of their business.
Right. Let's talk about GameStop for a minute, because I'm still trying to figure out what the hell is going on here. Their shares fell again yesterday for the second day in a row. They've now dropped 60% to $90 since last Friday. The shares were trading above $306 early on Friday before everything dropped down. Now, that made the two-day drop 70.5%. And what the hell is going on here with those guys?
I mean, again, you know, the company's coming to, we said it was, you know, it's going to come back to its true value. I mean, it was a short squeeze, and traders pushed the things up higher, and they took advantage of the fact that the hedge funds got a little bit over their skis, to say the least, with trying to drive the stock down. And, you know, there's a reaction in the opposite direction. You know, markets can be irrational. They really can. But eventually companies trade for what they're worth. And you know, you're going to see that come back down to reality. I mean, a company's only worth so much. I mean, anybody actually believed the valuation when it was up $500 a share, which is stupid.
Now, a recent report from CNN Business noted that Elon Musk's electric vehicle manufacturer Tesla posted its first full year of net income in 2020, but most of that income was not from auto sales to customers. It was from regulatory credits. What's that mean? What's that all about?
Carbon credits and selling the fact that they, you know, because they're, you know, they make electric cars, they sell their various different credits that they have to other companies. That's always been the case with Tesla. They've never made money selling cars as of yet. And, you know, this is how they go about doing it. You know, it's how, you know, companies, oftentimes are able to go ahead and game whatever regulations come out of Washington, D.C., and Tesla's been able to do that.
By the way, something else about GameStop, the route erased $27 billion as Reddit favorites lose steam. That's what we're hearing now from what's happened since Friday. They've lost $27 billion in value.
Oh, yeah, easy. I mean, but again, was the value worth, was it really worth that? You know, markets will dictate what something is worth at a certain period of time, what somebody's willing to pay for it. GameStop is valued right now based upon what somebody is willing to pay for it.
By the way, some Chinese hackers may have used SolarWinds to spy on the U.S. payroll agency. Do you know anything about that?
Well, again, the SolarWinds hack is kind of pretty long. I mean, almost every site that I have out there, every, you know, the thing that I need is a password for nowadays, that, you know, comes up a little thing on my screen saying that, you know, your password may have been compromised in a data breach. So who knows how far and why this thing has gone. But I get that notice all the time now.
Do you use TikTok at all?
No.
Well, there's something strange. This is a warning coming from TikTok. Twitter users are being warned, they're warning women, not to do TikTok's silhouette challenge because it's exposing some women nude. Now, again, maybe some of them want to be, but most of them.
Matt, the whole narcissistic nature of Instagram and TikTok and these things, I can't get my arms around it. I don't understand it.
It's nuts.
You know, constantly taking picture of yourself. I mean, are you serious? I mean, you know, get over yourself for crying out loud, please. It's gotten absurd. Yeah. It really has.
I'm around people, I know you are too, that are constantly doing selfies and this, that, and the other, and I don't care. I mean, people go, oh, you don't have a picture. Oh, here, click, and they take, and before you even know it, they've had taken a picture, and they, you know, and these people, they're just, that's all they do.
Yeah, I to me, it's kind of pathetic and sad. I'm proud that I've never taken a selfie.
By the way, what is the Apple task that allows users to unlock phones with the masks on? Is there a picture ID or something?
I didn't know anything about that. You know, I'm anxiously waiting at an Apple. Apple is actually thinking about bringing back from their phones their old way of unlocking the phone with the thumbprint they used to have because the mask thing. But Apple this spring is going to have a new thing in their operating system, and Facebook is really upset about this because it really hits Facebook's business model and some of these other social media things that will allow you to opt out of being tracked by these social media companies and other apps on your phone that track you. And you'll have to opt in to allow them to be tracked, and that will really, really hurt Facebook and some of these other apps.
I know you're not going to lose any sleep over this one, but ExxonMobil yesterday closed their books on a terrible 2020, reporting losses in the fourth quarter and for the full year in the wake of lower oil prices amidst the COVID-19 crisis. Now, the big U.S. oil company, which has been criticized over the last year for both its financial and low-carbon business, definitely was well into the red.
Well, I don't think anybody expected anything different there based upon, you know, the pandemic and the use of, energy. I mean, right now it's oil use is going up because it's been, you know, getting cold, and it's been a pretty cold winter, and it's supposed to be continue to be very, very cold, throughout the month of February. Yesterday was hearing that, you know, Exxon and Chevron are thinking about merging, and that would be probably one of the biggest mergers of all time. It's almost like bringing back Standard Oil, for crying out loud. So I don't know if they're going to allow that to go through, but with the push moving forward by the federal government to, you know, basically force everybody into electric cars, obviously it's going to hurt the fortunes of companies like Exxon.
645,000 electric vehicles coming for the federal government, including all the postal vehicles.
They're going to all be, well, that's going to be interesting. You got to understand, people, that we don't have an electric grid for this right now. We just don't. It's not even close.
There are not enough charging stations to do it either. I can just imagine the post office are going to have to put a whole bunch of charging pads in there.
Yeah.
All right, here comes the music. I got to let you go. Stay warm up there. It's probably freezing right now.
Yeah, pretty cold.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
You got it.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, up there in the snow belt of Long Island. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Colonel Jim coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.